हरे कृष्णा। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनंदना व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरवन चारी। यशोदनंदना व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरवन चारी। यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ स्वामी जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ स्वामी जय जगन्नाथ। राधा गिरिधारी राधा गिरिधारी राधे जय गौरा निशा जय गौरा।
Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Text Number 19. Evam Sandarshita Yanga Harina Vrityavashyata Svavashenapi Krishnena Yashyedam Seshwarambashe Evam Sandarshita Yangam Harina Vrityavashyata Svavashenapi Krishnena Yashyedam Seshwaram Vashe Evam Sandarshitam Yanga Harina Vrityavashyata Svavashenapi Krishnena Yashyedam Seshwaram Vashe Evam Sandarshitam Yanga Harina Vrityavashyata Svavashenapi Krishnena Yashyedam Seshwaram Vashe मत्दिस एवं संदर्शितं समशेनापि कृष्णेन निषेदं शेषरं वशे एवं सन्दर्शिताह्यङ्गम् हरिणावृत्यवश्यता समशेनापि कृष्णेन शेदं शेश्वरं वशे एवं इस प्रकार संदृष्ट्वा प्रदर्शित किया गया कि संदेह अंग हे महाराज परीक्षित हरिणा भगवान द्वारा नित्यवश्यता अपने सेवक या भक्त स्वीकार करते हैं स्वशेना केवल अपने वश में रहे अपि संदेह कृष्णेन कृष्ण द्वारा इसके इदं संपूर्ण ब्रह्मांड स्व ईश्वरम ब्रह्मा जैसे शक्तिशाली देवताओं वसे
कृष्ण की सेवा लाखों लक्ष्मियों करती है फिर भी वे वक्त की कर्म इसी तरह करते हैं मानो दरिद्र हो। यद्यपि सारे जीवों का नियंत्रक यमराज कृष्ण से भ्रमित रहता है, भ्रमित कृष्ण अपनी माता के सोनी से भ्रमित है। इन विरोधाभास को अभक्त नहीं समझ सकता, हिंदू भक्त समझ सकता है कि कृष्ण की अनन्य भक्ति कितनी बलवान है। यह इतनी बलवान है कि कृष्ण को एक शुद्ध भक्त द्वारा नियंत्रण करने का नियंत्रण में रखा जा सकता है। इस दृश्य वशीयता का अर्थ यह नहीं है कि वे अपने दास के वश में है, प्रत्युत वे दास के शुद्ध प्रेम के वश में रहते हैं। भगवद गीता में पहले अध्याय के 21वां श्लोक में कहा गया है कि कृष्ण अर्जुन के साथी बने, अर्जुन ने उन्हें आशीष दिया। आपने मेरा साथी बना, आपने मेरा साथी बना बनना और मेरे आदेशों का पालन करना स्वीकार किया है, अतः मेरे रथ को दोनों सेनाओं के मध्य खड़ा करो। कृष्ण ने तुरंत इस आदेश को पालन किया। यह तर्क दिया जा सकता है कि कृष्ण भी सदैव पूर्ण समुद्र नहीं रहते, किंतु यह तो मनुष्य का निजी अज्ञान है। कृष्ण पूर्ण स्वतंत्र है। जब वे अपने भक्तों के मजबूत हो जाते हैं तो वह आनंद चिन्मय रस का प्रदर्शन होता है, जो उनके दिव्य आनंद को बढ़ाता बढ़ाने वाला होता है। हर व्यक्ति कृष्ण की पूजा भगवान के रूप में करता है, अतएव कभी कभी वे किसी अन्य द्वारा नियंत्रित होने का इच्छा करते हैं। ऐसा निरंतर एक शुद्ध भक्त के अतिरिक्त बड़ा अन्य कोई कैसे हो सकता है। श्री प्रभुपाद की
हे जगन्नाथ। मेरा हिंदी इतना ठीक नहीं है, कोशिश करता हूँ। इंग्लिश और हिंदी दोनों ठीक है, चलेगा। ओ महाराज परीक्षित, दिस एंटायर यूनिवर्स विद इट्स ग्रेट एग्जॉल्टेड डेमिगॉड्स लाइक लॉर्ड शिवा, लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा एंड लॉर्ड इंद्र इज अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सन ऑफ गॉड हेड। Yet, the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of His devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. This verse is really interesting here. Sorry? That's fine then. It says that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma and Lord Indra, they are controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But here that Krishna is controlled by his devotee. Even Maharani Kunti, she became bewildered. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 9, she says, she says that
गोप्याथ भे त्वयि कृतागति धाम तावद् याते दशाश्रुकलिलाञ्जन संभ्रमाक्षम् वक्त्रं निनीय भयभावन यासि तस्य कामां विमोहयति भीरपि यद्विभेति. सो कुंति शी कम फ्रॉम रॉयल फैमिली. And Krishna was been Kunti's nephew. In the same time, Kunti was devotee of Krishna. So she says that the Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Even the personification of fear itself stands away from Krishna. Then she says that, how come that Krishna himself crying in front of Krishna, in front of Mother Yashoda? She says that that is bewildering to me. So Krishna's pastimes are very, very interesting. We cannot understand them unless we have the mercy of Krishna's devotees. Like the Krishna's mercy, if you want to explain in a normal technical language, like if you go to the train station, we see that there is 3000 watts. The wire. To run the train. What? Shri Shri Radha Giridhari ji ki, Shri Jagannath Vande Subhadra Maya ki, Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Shri Prabhupada Maharaj ki. So, if that electricity is given to our homes, it will blow up all our things in the house. We can. So similarly, the Krishna's mercy is like that. The look is like that, very, very ferocious. But that's why we keep in front of Krishna, either Shri Prabhupada, within our Istan, we keep Shri Prabhupada. If you go to South India, they have Garuda or Hanumanji. Because Krishna gives different look to Ravana, different look to Vibhishana. Both are brothers, they came from same family. But one is a devotee, another one is a demon. So like a Krishna's mercy, like in electricity we have an AC and DC, direct current and alternate current. If you touch the direct, you finished.
Electric current will go for
So when we approach Guru, then he makes like little batteries. When he makes little battery, it doesn't make it, you know, any shock. But still he can use little things. So here you see that the Kunti, sorry, Mother Yashoda, she was trying to catch Krishna. Because she thought, you know, Krishna is little baby, I can catch him very easily. But Krishna is 15% of Godhead. So he wanted to test Mother Yashoda how sincere she is to catch him. Then finally, Mother Yashoda, she thought that it's impossible to catch Krishna. And she became tired and tired, and she was nearly giving up, but Krishna, he surrendered unto her. This is just Krishna is testing her in how sincere she is. In the same sequence, Prahlad Maharaj, right, he comes to so many calamities, he comes to so many miseries. At the end, there is a test for Prahlad Maharaj as well. When Hiranyakashipu, he said, whether your God is here, Prahlad Maharaj said, yes. In order to prove his devotee's words, but nothing they appeared. Even if you take Gajendra Moksha, in Gajendra Moksha, Gajendra has to fight with the crocodile for 1,000 years. Even Gajendra was himself. Gajendra had 10 million wives.
Ten million.
Yeah. So, he had 10 million wives, 1 crore wives, and how many children he had, imagine. And Gajendra had 10 million elephants' energy himself. So, Gajendra had 10 million elephants' energy himself, and his 10 million wives and all his kids, they tangled the trunk. But nothing happened. At the end. Then he surrendered unto Krishna. So that shows that we should never become proud. We had to be humble, and then Krishna, he gives us mercy. So here even Gajendra says that evam vyavasito buddhya samadhaya mano hrudi jajapa paramam japyam prag janmanu sikshitam. So Gajendra has become surrendered, like in his past life he was a devotee. And he learned so many verses. That sloka now he is remembering. So similarly, we had to try to remember verses from Chaitanya Sikshamrita. Kunti, Gajendra Moksha, and Prahlad Maharaj. So if you don't learn any slokas, if you work hard and earn so much money and make so many flats, people they say, I have three flats in Bombay. But nothing is going to come with us. But if you learn one verse, then you will remember life after life. So I request everybody. Does anybody know Queen Kunti's place here? All 24. Almost. Oh, that's good. Yeah. In Kunti's place, there is one interesting. She starts with the. She paid 24 slokas to Krishna. The first one starts with Namaste. Namaste Purusham Tvadhyam Ishvara Prakrute Param Alaksham Sarvabhutanam Antar Bahiravastitam. So the first one is called Namaste. And if you see the last one, Sri Krishna Krishna Sakha Vrishni Vrishabhavanidrava Rajanya Vamsha Dahana Napavarga Virya Govinda Godvija Surati Haravatara Yogishwara Akila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. See how interesting it is. So similarly, we had to try to learn first. If you just chant every day, if you chant slokas, read Bhagavatam and do your sadhana properly, Krishna provides automatically everything. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Nadhanam Najanam Nasundharim Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmanishware Bhavatad Bhakti Rahai Tuki Swahi. Which means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not saying that don't earn money. And don't get married. And don't get followers. Like this, the holy name has everything. Like in the darkness, when you turn on the light, You can see everything. Because the light is very important. So the things they were there before, you couldn't see. As soon as the light came, you can see things. So things they were there before, we couldn't see it because of the darkness. As soon as the light came, we can see. For example, like somebody got very severe cold. And the runny nose. And you put in front of his nose, this is champa flower. And if you get a nice mogra. And jasmine flower. He cannot smell. And if you tell him, oh, look at that. So good, it smells so good. He says that. Okay, this guy got cold and he lost the sense of smell. For the time being, and you tell him, he thinks he's making a fool. But in fact, you know, champa is very, you know, nice smell. Because of his temporary disease condition, he cannot smell it. So, in that way, when Prabhupada, he experienced Krishna. That's why Prabhupada, he tells everybody, surrender to Krishna. And we say, oh, if you surrender to Krishna, who is going to look after our family? Who is going to look after our kids? Who is going to feed us? But in fact, by just chanting the holy name, you do nothing, you can try. Just sit in a solitary place, keep on chanting. Like the Krishna mantra is like a magic. You just had experience. Like Prahlad Maharaj says that. Kunvatra te kila guru bhagavan prayat Bhuttaranesha bhava sambhava lopaheto Mudeshu vai madanugrata bandho Kimtena te priyajanananu sevitam naha. Allah Mala says it. Kunvatra te kila guru bhagavan prayat, which means for Krishna, he doesn't have to make any effort to feed one devotee. He is feeding entire world. We have at least around 8 billion. I don't know what is in the metric. So he is feeding 8 billion population in all over the world. So Prahlad Maharaj says that, Om Vastra Te Kila Guru Bhagavan Prayasa. So the Supreme Person of Godhead, he doesn't have to make any effort to feed you.
So,
And he said, Moodeshu vai mahadanugraha artha bhango. So Moodeshu, I am full. So we all are full, in fact. Because Krishna is feeding us. But we don't realize. Even the devotees, I saw. So they think that, you know, we left everything and we surrendered to Prabhupada. So what is going to happen to us when we become old? Nothing is going to happen. Krishna is going to look after very nicely. For example, we have a His Holiness Bhagavatam Maharaj disciple, Vanina. He just turned 100 years old. So he has two servants. And he lives in an AC room. Look at that. Wonderful that. So in Juhu, if you want to go and pay for guest house, even if you are a devotee, you get a concession price around 3,500 rupees for a day. For air condition clearly. But this one in us, it just chants holy name, that's it. So even myself, I joined with Vanamali Prabhu and 20 years ago. So I was wondering, I learned Mukundamala by heart at around 54 verses. There's one verse says that Shatruchedaika mantram sakalaupanishadvakya sampuja mantram samsaru cheda mantram samuchita tamasah sangha niryana mantram sarvaishwaryaka mantram vyasana bhujaga sandasta santrana mantram jihve sri krishna mantram japa japa satatam janma safalya mantram. So in this sloka it says that sarvaishwaryaka mantram, kitna achha bataya, very nice here. Sarvaishwaryaka mantram, even so it's, I struck when I came to Sarvaishwaryaka mantram, just a struck. How can I've been a little brahmachari, no one knows me, you know, how am I going to get Aishwarya? So I thought, okay, I just keep on chanting. So after 20 years, I proved that myself, it is true. Taking the holy name is like electricity. If you have electric connection, you can run anything.
Electric current,
So when the electricity is gone, nothing. Everything is dead. Similarly, if you chant the holy name, you can do anything. There is nothing impossible in this world. So, in order to chant the holy name, we had to get a taste for it. So how to get it? So, in this connection, Prahlad Maharaj says that Naitan manah tavakadasu vikunthanadha sampriyate durita dushtamasadutivram kamatura arshashoka bhayeshanadha tasmin kadam tavagatim vimrushami dhinaha. So, naitan manah tavakadasu vikunthanadha. My dear Lord, I have no taste for you to chant your holy name or to hear your glories. Why? Durita dushta masadu tivram. Durita means who thinks about always about doing bad things. And dushta means the person who is a crooked. And asadu, who is not sadhu at all. So we, like Prahlad Maharaj is one of the topmost Mahajana. And he is saying that, oh my dear Lord, you know, I can't chant the holy name, I can't hear your glories. So what about us? So for just chanting the holy name continuously, constantly, we had to have faith in Krishna. We had to have faith in Guru. Then if you have faith, then it works. Like in the modern world, we have a sat nav, it's called navigator. In a car, you put a pin code or a postcode wherever you want to go, and it will guide you the directions. So similarly, even the holy name is a navigator. By chanting the holy name, it gives everything. Like here, Mother Yashoda, she is controlling Krishna. You see, if you can control Krishna chanting my holy name, you can get everything. So we are just, you know, seeing that how his son is growing, you know, all the devotees, how they are developing. Like when Prabhupada went to, his divine grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he sent some disciples to England. They went and they spoke with one lord. In England, some people they give some donation to the government, they give the title, like a lord, something like that. And they met one lord and they told him, In the chant the holy name, in a no meditation, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. The fasting he said impossible. He said it's impossible. So you see, he was very intelligent. And that's why he got the Lord title from the government. But he said it's impossible. So we said that he was number one fool then. We said. So in order to become a Krishna's devotee, our main qualification, what is the qualification? Could anybody tell me what is
this?
There are the branches, but we are looking for the main branch. What I said is right, but we are looking for the main branch. That also is one of the branch. Still we are not getting the main branch yet. Yes, that is from Krishna, but from ourselves. This still maybe a branch here. This is what you have one tree. It has a lot of branches, little branches, but there's one root. That has another branch. But anyway, it's good. Everybody is very enthusiastic here. But here, Kunti explains what is the main ingredient. Like, we cook, you know, if you cook dal or sabji, if you don't put salt, doesn't taste very good. People, they say, oh. And if you take any sweet item, you have to put sugar. If you make a sun property nicely, if there is no sugar, so the main ingredient, Kunti is saying here, Neyam so vishyate tatra yedhedhanim gadadhara Tvatpadair ankita bhati malakshana vilakshitaha. So she is saying that Neyam so vishyate tatra yedhedhanim gadadhara. So, without Krishna bhakti, nothing is prosperous. Shobha means beautiful. Shobhishyate. So, neyam shobhishyate tatra यदे दानिम गदाधरा. सो विदाउट कृष्ण भक्ति नथिंग इज ब्यूटिफुल.
भगवान के भक्ति के बिना कुछ भी सुंदर नहीं है.
Now she is telling that ingredient. What is the ingredient?
Tatpadair
ankita bhati. Ankita, dedication. Dedication. It's similar in a way. So we have to be dedicated. Like with body, mind and the spirit. So that's what she said. Tvatpadair ankita bhati. So that's why even in Mahabharata war, everybody was dead. But Kunti was survived and Kunti's five children they were survived. So similarly, if you know Radha Giridhar has been very very merciful, Jagannath and Balaram and Subhadra and Gaunitai, they came to Mira Road. So now our duty is to dedicate our life to Giridhari. So if we dedicate the Giridhari, then Giridhari will take us. So like we do everything just for like a for the name and fame. And just for a show. It doesn't work very goodly, but very nice. But if you do with the dedication, then Krishna becomes very happy. Krishna doesn't see that, you know, like you are a president or you are a secretary. So he sees that Sevanu Rupamudayo na Paravaratvam. Krishna doesn't see that you are rich, you are poor, you have position, or you don't have position. He sees only the service attitude. If you serve him nicely with dedication, and then he really looks after you. So, for example, that you don't have to be very smart. Nowadays, especially in Bombay, if you want to survive, you have to be really smart. You have to be very intelligent. Unless you cannot survive. But, you see Gajendra. He was a devotee of Krishna in his past life. But when he took birth in the heavenly planet. Like, usually when we hear about Gajendra Moksha, we just talk about, you know, Gajendra was caught by crocodile and he prayed to Krishna and Krishna saved Gajendra. That is what we know. But here is one interesting thing in Gajendra's life. So Gajendra took birth in a heavenly planet. Like if we take within a Bombay, right? What is the costly area? Juhu was one of the costly area. And Malabar Hill? And what else is it? Sorry? Even within the heavenly planet, the rich place is there. So in the heavenly planet, the beautiful garden is called Rutumat. Yeah, that was belongs to Varuna. Tashadronyam Bhagavata Varunashya Mahatmanaha Udhyanam Rutumat Nama Akridam Surayoshitam Akriditam Surayoshitam. So all the heavenly the demigods, they would go to the Varuna's garden to play there. But the Gajendra, he wasn't very intelligent, he wasn't very smart, he was an animal body. But he took birth in Varuna's garden. You see, he didn't have to make any effort. So that happened only by the grace of Krishna. And it says that, how is that garden? He explains that. Sarvato langritam divyaihi nityam pushpa paladhrumaihi mandaraihi parijataisha patala shoka champataihi chudaihi priyalaihi panasai ramrai ramrata kairapi. So, samukai narikelaisha kajurai bija purvakaihi. So, Gajendra, he was an elephant's body. So, nowadays, you know, we can't even get pure vegetables. So, everything is chemical. But for him, sarvato langritam divyaihi, alangritam divyaihi, all divinely decorated. And nityam pushpa paladrumaihi, nityam pushpa paladrumaihi. So here, Mogra we get only one season, Champa another season. So different seasons we get different things. But for Gajendra, nityam pushpa paladrumaihi, nityam, every day. So if you go and see in Bombay, we have a tropical weather. We can't find apples. We want to get apples, we had to go to Simla or we had to go to probably New Zealand somewhere. And here we had to buy everything, whatever you want you had to go and buy. Either it is exported from other countries or from other places of Maharashtra or from other South India, they had to come से बॉम्बे
तो
गजेंद्र इज बीन जस्ट अ डिवोट ऑफ कृष्णा हिज क्वालिफिकेशन फॉर जस्ट बीइंग कृष्णा डिवोटी दैट्स इट When I was reading about Gajendra Moksha, I was just thinking, you know, why they're describing about all the flowers and fruits? When I read more than 1,000 times, then I realized, you see, now, even my little flowers, We had spent a lot of money. But Gajendra, for his devotion, Krishna arranged everything. If you read that in the chapter, about 34 verses, it explains, you know, he had a sugar cane, he had an ananas, he had a pineapple, he had everything. All the flowers. So, just be a devotee of Krishna. And then Krishna will look after us. That's why Krishna says, Ruchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brastu Abhijayate. So if you become a devotee, even if you don't finish within this life, next life will be given chance in a rich family and a Brahmin family. So the only way is that chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मैया की
श्री राधा गिरिधारी जी की श्री गौनिथाय की श्री प्रभुपाद महाराज की समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंद